Malediction by C.Z. Dunn. Performed by Sean Barrett, Rupert Degas, and Saul Reitling. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. The Lightning fighter craft streaked across the sky and out of the glare cast by Procell 5's harsh orange sun. The throng of people on the ground looked skyward. They screamed as the jet entered a steep dive, heading directly for the crowds lining the wide streets of the planet's capital. The screams turned to cheers as, at the last minute, the Lightning pulled out of its dive and ascended again in a series of rolls. From a balcony high above the victory celebrations, Regan Antigone leant on his cane and smiled. It had been a long time since he'd heard the sound of a Lightning's engine, and although he wasn't quite as grateful to hear it as on the previous occasion, he knew the vital role that the Flyboys had played in the Liberation some 25 years ago. Behind the first Lightning came several other Imperial Navy craft simulating strafing runs or ground attacks. Each one was greeted by an enthusiastic roar from the celebrants of Amadis. When the Navy had finished their showboating, it was the turn of the Procell 14th Mechanized. Thousands of tons of hardware rolled down the streets of the city, two abreast. Children and adults alike gasped as the enormous war machines swung their turrets this way and that, mock-targeting the very people that a decade and a half before, those same guns had run red hot to save from the forces of the archenemy. At the back of the 14th column was the regiment's pride and joy, a Bane Blade, and several of the citizenry fainted in the presence of such an awesome tool of war. After the tanks came the human liberators of Procell 5. At the sight of the olive-clad soldiers, Regan abandoned his cane and, through supreme effort, stood unaided for the first time in a quarter of a century. As each troop filed past, they turned their heads and saluted in the direction of the balcony. They were not saluting the planetary governor, the visiting administratum dignitaries, or even the Imperial Guard top brass. These salutes were reserved for Regan Antigone, sole survivor of the first Procell Irregulars, savior of Amadis, and hero of the Imperium. For over an hour, thousands of Imperial Guardsmen passed below the balcony of the governor's manse. Despite the pain in his leg reaching excruciating levels, the only time Regan allowed a tear to flow was when his own regiment, now the first Procell Regulars, in honor of their bravery in the battle to hold the city, closed out the parade by standing below his vantage point, singing Imperial hymns in his honor as he took their salute. But the tear was not at the pain, nor an outpouring of emotion at this momentous occasion. It was a tear of shame at the secret he'd kept for more than half his life.